Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. A lot of waiting around to find out the details. There's a tentative deal in place and no vote yet. Members of the United Auto Workers in Arlington are keeping on the picket lines.
Members of UAW Local 276 have been told to continue to report to picket duty outside the plant in Arlington. Details of the tentative agreement that was reached in Detroit have not trickled down to the local level yet. The president of Local 276 is in Detroit to hear what the deal involves. But before the strike ends, that agreement has to be approved by union leadership, then by the rank and file. A rejection sends everyone back to the bargaining table. There are 4,200 members off the job in Arlington. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080. KRLD.
The president's holding a rally tomorrow at the AAC. Supporters are already lining up more than 24 hours ahead of it. Alan Skaya is there.
People started lining up outside the American Airlines Center yesterday afternoon.
I'm from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. This is my 30th rally and my 15th state, mainly just to show support.
Obviously, it's nice to always hear the list of great accomplishments that this president has achieved.
Richard Snowden came from Las Vegas for the rally. He was at the front of the line wearing a suit with a white dress shirt and red tie.
I always get dressed. In the early days, President Trump, then candidate Trump, came down and met us. So it's nice to have about 20 different photographs with him all dressed in a suit.
The president's rally starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The president's appearance at the Louis Vuitton workshop in Johnson County, it's one of the biggest political visits there in years. Johnson County Sheriff Adam King is a supporter, but he says this is not the time for people to see the president.
I've been encouraging people to go, you know, that want to come out and show their support for Trump, to just go to the rally that's going to happen Thursday night in Dallas.
That's because the roads are not going to be able to handle a lot of traffic, and those roads are going to be shut down by deputies to make way for the presidential motorcade. The Johnson County event is not open to the public. African American pastors and leaders are calling for a federal consent decree to force changes in the Fort Worth PD.
If granted, the decree could compel the police department to change practices and bring about reform with the goal to bring an end to, quote, systemic abuse. This comes after a Tatiana Jefferson was shot and killed in her own home by a police officer during a welfare check. Pastor Kiev Tatum says changes in the department are long overdue.
When the police chief stands up and shed tears and say, our officers are hurting, we question your genuineness because we're wondering if you're concerned because a community who is suffering from untreated trauma and toxic stress is hurting and it has triggered, or are you concerned because you got caught?
He calls the relationship between police and the community broken. Former officer Aaron Dean was arrested Monday night and charged with murder in connection with Jefferson's death. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So many people tried to get into the city council meeting last night in Fort Worth. The fire marshal stopped letting people in. About 200 people lined up outside. They held a rally of their own calling for the city manager to be fired.
You want to know why he's not held accountable? He's not held accountable because you elected a mayor that doesn't hold him accountable.
The interim police chief released the arrest warrant affidavit for the former officer that's charged with shooting a Tatiana Jefferson. It says Jefferson's nephew told the police she heard something outside, so she got her gun and pointed it out the window. Toby Shook defended Amber Geiger in Dallas. He told NBC 5 Aaron Dean could claim he fired in self-defense.
That might be an argument the defense uses. So it complicates the situation a lot more. It's not as clear-cut as we first thought.
Dean's lawyers say he's sorry about the killing, adding that his family is in shock. In Frisco, the school district continues on a roll when it comes to putting up high schools. Construction workers have started on another new one. It'll be called Emerson High School. Dallas Morning News says inflation is hitting this project as well. Right now, it's running about $111 million. blame it to higher costs for the materials and a worker shortage. In Arlington, there's a lawsuit that's been filed to keep the term limit issue alive. Robert Johnson filed this lawsuit. It's already been tossed out at a lower court. Now the appeals court in Fort Worth is listening to arguments. Johnson lives in Arlington, wants the term limit election results tossed out. That vote okayed 3 2-year terms for Arlington's mayor and city council. More props for living in North Texas. A new study from neighborhoods.com looked at 150 cities in the country to find the best ones for freelancers. Looked at five different items: one-bedroom apartment rents, the average internet speed, income taxes, the number of Starbucks, and the ease of transportation besides your own car. Texas put seven cities in the top 30. Four of those are here in the Metroplex. Garland finished number 17 overall. That's followed by Dallas at number 18, then Irving at number 25, and Arlington in 28th place. Spokane, Washington landed at the top, and Lexington, Kentucky, dead last. Dickies Arena is getting ready to open a week from Saturday in Fort Worth, so now they're making final preps. Andrew Greenstein got to see the Royal Flush.
Members of the Trimble Tech senior class gathered in all restrooms throughout the arena, and in 3, 2, 1... they flushed the toilets all at once. Arena president and general manager Tom Holman says all in all, the test went well.
We didn't have any system backups, which was really important. We had a couple issues with some toilets slow flushing, but you know, that's natural for now.
The students also tested out the four escalators.
When people were getting doubling up on escalators, it was causing a trip hazard, but we're going to fix those and correct those issues, so we're ready for October 26th.
October 26th is ribbon cutting and the arena's grand opening. Inside Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.